Good morning. This is Wednesday, 3rd of February, and our aim of this recording is to give you some hints how to prepare to the exam and how to finish and polish your seminar presentation and what are the criteria of good seminar presentation and what is required. We have had a small meeting before this recording and we agreed that this exam takes place 15th of February, Monday, after 4 o'clock afternoon. You are supposed to come to Moodle, join with the video lecture, and then there are these questions, assignments, and you have 2 hours to answer these questions, and the video connection is there in order to allow me to check that and ask you to open the video, and I can have a look that it's actually you who are there. And what I would give a hint for the exam that I am going to give quite a lot of tasks for you to do. So you should be quite busy. And the idea is that all these questions are based on the material here. And if you have been preparing yourself and went through all these different documents and videos and PowerPoints, you should be able to find the so-called answer very quickly. But if you haven't, if you are not familiar with this material, it might take time for you to start to read, and you might run out of the time because of that. But since it is going to be that kind of open book exam, so that is the fair way to organize the exam. And if you are not able to take this first exam, there will be a second one in the 1st of March. And you can take this exam again if you think that you are more familiar with that kind of exam, because it doesn't help to learn anything by heart. It's just enough to know where to find it, either from this material, or you can also, of course, I can't prevent you to use Google or some other sources of information. So it's open book exam. Do I have any questions regarding this exam? Obviously, no. Perhaps some of you have might taken already that kind of the exam in Moodle. The other options are even more inconvenient and laborious. And so this is the material, and I'm going to name this presentation as instructions for the exam and seminar. I have checked through your the first part of this assignment, the selection of the compound and looking for the physical and chemical properties of this compound, its toxicity, and trying to assess a little bit the behavior of this chemical in environment, and also this behavior and fate and the properties are also the criteria for the selection of suitable remediation technology, what is the key part of the assignment. And I would like to emphasize that it is not only this technology, but it is I have tried to combine the little bit environmental chemistry, little bit risk assessment, little bit about these remediation technologies, and then to integrate these all activities to the Finnish legislation, and try to open a little bit about this administrative process of remediation of contaminated environment, and yesterday we had a case of one group which was a little bit exception. Usually in your assignment it's okay that you just become familiar with this quick and simple way to make this PIMA notification or announcement form and submit it to the local environmental center. Yesterday this shooting range was an exception because it is that kind of activity that needs an environmental permit. And this process is much more complicated and requires much more time and money and more precise planning, because the activity in the Kontiolahti shooting range is going to continue, and the case is not closed, and they are now probably waiting for the permission to start to build, perhaps next summer or something like that, a new kind of facilities and all these reactive barriers and collection of rainwater according to the best available technology document what is available in European Union. But that was like an exception. Then we were talking about one another case, which was this zero fiber stuff from the Hiedanranta, Näsijärvi. Do we have a participant from that group here now? Because I gave some instructions and hints to that group that please don't concentrate on the problem of the chromium in the zero fiber. You have a problem which is much wider than just the occurrence of one single compound in this horrible matrix of zero fiber layer in the bottom of the lake, Lake Näsijärvi. Do you have any questions now? Or should I share one one example of the presentation from previous years that I consider quite relevant, and it's located in Jyväskylä, so it might be familiar for you as a model. Okay, any questions? I stop to share this one and try to find now my presentation, which should be. Okay, now I need to think where it is here. Documents. Here, share screen. Yeah. Okay. You should now be able to see one remediation plan of contaminated soil in the industrial area in Kangas old, was it the paper mill factory? Made by two gentlemen. I removed the names. Can you see it?
Yes, we can see it.
Okay, yeah, good. But anyway, that was quite nice. And again, the information, the practical information can be found from this decision of local ELY-keskus here in central Finland, and this decision has been made according to information in the remediation notification form. So you can copy paste the information from this document to another document, and also the background information, for example, like here, that it is location is this old paper factory in Jyväskylä, I think it's, I will show you later on. And this document contains description of this area, description of the groundwater, description of the soil type, description of the closest lake, and also what is important is this what is going to be the use of the area. And in this case, this was this renovation of old industrial building, keep the part what is still in good condition, and then demolish those not so valuable parts. The factory itself is something like 100 years old, but there are some buildings just coming from 1968, and they are planning to use some of the area for the office building and apartment. And what is the most important is that there are going to be some kind of kindergarten, preschool, and there are going to be children around. And whenever the children are involved, that means that you have to select the lower guideline values to those areas. But I think that there were also some areas in this site which was meant for a parking area. And for that area, the criteria of remediation was the higher guideline value, which is for less sensitive use of the soil. I haven't visited this place, but according to the internet, they are renting office space from this building, so it should be more or less like ready already. This is very, very typical case. Nobody was very concerned about this environmental issues in the end of 1872, and it was operating until 2010, and then it was finished. But the whole area is totally contaminated with very, very, very different kind of problems. There you can find practically everything from this site, including they have used filling material in the soil, and they can even find charcoal in the soil. I don't know why it's there, but really, really badly cross-polluted. But there are metals, polyaromatic hydrocarbons, different kind of oil-based hydrocarbons, and you have selected most of these problematic compounds by your own group works. So there are about 700 square meters of contaminated site, and the soil is polluted from 0.5 meter to 2.5 meters in depth. And the real remediation, of course, was excavation. This environmental permission from ELY Center describes that how this contaminated material should be separated and where it should be disposed and how and so on. So it's in the very, very nice area between, I think it's between two lakes, and it is not situated in a sensitive groundwater area, but still they have to follow the lower guideline value because of the children, the occurrence of children in the area. Yesterday, this shooting range it was located in the area of important and sensitive aquifer. And it had to follow the lower guideline values based on this important groundwater source. And this group, these two gentlemen, they transferred all this information from one other document to the notification form and also they were able to collect the information of the contamination of the soil and as you can see from this table, the identified harmful compounds on this area were antimon, chromium, copper, definitely lead, and zinc, and nickel, heavy metals, and when considering this kind of remediation with metals, I think, for example, Adel, you were interested about arsen, chromium, copper, and there were one group dealing with copper and one dealing with lead. So what to do with this kind of compound that there's no chance for degradation. So you have to consider other method. Okay, and then this group had compared these values to these PIMA values, and then they have estimated the requirements for the treatment. And as you can see, when you are doing your presentation or at least this notification form, please compare your values against these PIMA values, because this is this criteria that whenever you do anything, you have to give the authorities have to give the reference that based on this decree, PIMA decree, and the guideline values, the required remediation level is this and that. And in 90% of the cases, this remediation is done by comparing the PIMA values. And I have told you also a possibility that if these values are impossible to reach or obtain, you can do this risk-based calculation of your own scenario and calculation, and the local authorities or ELY center, they might accept your calculations, and particularly there are a couple of persons and consulting companies which have been doing this kind of calculation, and particularly for cases which are otherwise impossible to solve. But of course, we have had too little time to go to this in fact, we have been running through the big, huge amount of the information very quickly. Okay, the real method was excavation of the contaminated soil, but these gentlemen were considering four different kind of technique. One was soil washing, But they didn't like the idea that this kind of activity with a lot of washing liquids, which might be sometimes water-based products, but sometimes not. And there are sensitive areas very close, for example, the river Tourioki, very close to the site. So then for metals, please keep in mind that phytoremediation is alternative. But since this remediation was done 2018, and now this building is more or less like ready, so you can't wait years and years and use some plants to do the remediation. But if you do, if you don't have any urgent need for this this soil, so you can consider this phytoremediation. Then stabilization, using different kind of chemicals, which will fix and make insoluble form of with these metals, and fix it into the soil matrix. Stabilization, or using some permeable layers or materials, and you make some kind of like a permanent isolation of the pollutants in the soil. And then this electrokinetic method to use electricity to introduce and enhance the mobility of the liquids, and also with the liquids also metals by using electrodes and electrical current introduced into the soil. And this settlement, they chose the electrokinetic treatment method, followed by stabilization of the residual ingredients into the soil. And as we have been discussing quite a lot of this nuuskakuja, it's nowadays quite common that one method is not enough, that you usually need pre-treatment, then then another method, and then perhaps even third method, like they did in nuuskakuja. They did excavation, they did fento treatment, they are practicing soil vapor extraction. So at least three different methods. And then one of our group chose to continue with the excavated material ex situ somewhere in the potential place allowed to treat hazardous waste, and let's assume that it is Mustankorkea, because they are practicing this kind of activities anyway. And the idea of this electrokinetic method was to decrease the soil what needs to be excavated. So the volume reduction, and concentrating the hazardous compounds to the small volume, it makes sometimes this treatment much cheaper, and it's easier to transport, and more cost effective if you have more smaller volumes and higher concentrations. That this kind of, you know, explanation of the selection of the method is very welcome in your presentation. Okay. And then there was this remediation plan of the idea of the technology. And here is the principle of the electrokinetic remediation. And then these students transferred this idea, the principle idea, to the existing area. Of course, just on the paper, but anyway, to somehow to simulate how the remediation could or should take place. By using these EPA data sources, they were able to estimate the costs of the treatment based on the total amount of the contaminated soil. But it's okay if you can estimate the area of the contamination, the total amount of contaminated soil, and the concentration of the contaminated material. Those should be in this background information papers. And what is needed in this remediation notification form is that you will have appendixes which describes the monitoring of this remediation action, and also afterwards to check that this goal have been obtained, and there hasn't been any leaching of the contaminants to the nearby by lake, and also you have to promise that you are following the reporting of the and data collection of and information and quality assurance, and there will be external person in order to guarantee that everything is done, and you also have a occupational safety guidelines and list of all these equipments what are required for the workers, and what else you should include. But these are just automatically required by the authorities. Okay. This was this presentation. Okay. Do you have now any questions or comments? But I think I highlighted those key points which are required if you want to make a very or very realistic remediation plan, and also not only to introduce the technology itself, but to try to put it into the context of these administrative system and the procedure from the very beginning of this when you've identified the problem up to the very end when the project is more or less like solved already. I know that there are some problems. Rick, for example, you are from Spain, and when we have this Adol, and he's from Africa, as far as I understand, Adol chose some case which is located in Sweden, and Sweden and Finland and most of the European Union countries follow more or less the same kind of criteria and procedure, and they have harmonized all these instructions how to do this soil remedies. Okay. Any questions?